And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Today is January 29th, 2016. Coming to you live from our studios in Northwest Pennsylvania, we're with Dr. Ted Breuer from HealthMasters.com. Also has a radio show here on Global Star Radio Network, 3 p.m. Eastern, each and every weekday, as well as 7 p.m. on Sundays. We're going to get back to him in just a second.
Yeah, just want to tell you, HealthMasters.com is the website. That's HealthMasters.com. The book Breakthrough Health, perhaps one of the most comprehensive books you can buy. I recommend that. Highly recommend Breakthrough Health by Dr. Breuer. That's HealthMasters.com. In terms of nutritional supplements, you can tell the difference. I'll just leave it at that. You can tell the difference. I can't make any medical claims, but you go ahead and you buy your multivitamin at a Walmart or a Kmart versus the top quality. And even among the, shall we say, the higher end of nutritional supplements, the other alternative media outlets promote, there's a huge difference in quality and a huge difference, therefore, in effect. So HealthMasters.com as well. Now, I also want to mention portions of the next broadcast brought to you by American Survival Wholesale. That's American Survival Wholesale. Go there. All things survival related, including and especially their long-term storable food. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. While we're at it, I want to give a shout out to Block It Pocket. Do you have a Block It Pocket? If not, get one. I'll tell you why. The radiation, and Dr. Breuer talks about this, radiation from cell phones, from devices, all devices, but especially cell phones. You know, Block It Pocket has Block It blankets, Block It towels, if you will.
It's not protection for identity theft protection. It's also for health.
Yes. So you can have your Block It Pocket, Block It blanket, Block It notebook, just Block It, Block It Pocket. That's what they call it. It's actually fun to say, but BlockItPocket.com. All right, getting back to Dr. Ted Breuer, HealthMasters.com. Ted, let's rock and roll.
Okay, let's talk about this. This is from a guy named Clifford Capricornicom, and he's done a lot of research on Morgellons, and he's saying that one of the primary things that you can really do to reduce the amount of growth in the Morgellons bacteria in your body is use of vitamin C. Also, he recommends N-acetylcysteine and also glutathione. And we've also found that black seed oil is one of the best things that you can use for fungus. This is one of the best, period. And also, we also recommend vitamin D3K2, and also the potassium iodide, at least 12.5 milligrams a day. I take all that every single day. And, of course, I have another product we have. It's called astragalus, and it's one of the highest concentrations you get of astragalus. And the other day, Austin, my co-host on the show and also the manager and the president of Health Masters, my son, got really bad and swollen glands on the side of his neck. And that always is an indication he's going to have a really sore throat. He's going to get really sick. I loaded him up on the astragalus, the D3, and I also gave him a whole bunch of vitamin C, and the next morning he was completely better and his throat was better. The same thing happened to me last summer. I went to the same protocol. I was up there speaking for a pastor up in Washington, D.C., 1,500 yards away from the White House, telling people the same thing that I'm telling you right now, except we were talking a lot about Hillary Clinton and her association with Margaret Sanger and this Margaret Sanger Award, the Margaret Sanger Foundation. And it was interesting because I was telling, you know, I'm like, the stone's throw from the White House saying, giving the same information out. And I got really, really sick one night with really bad infected glands. I mean, it was bad. And I went on the same protocol, and the next morning I woke up because I was scheduled to speak for the next two nights. And I was completely better with absolutely no sore throat, no cold, nothing. So I would suggest that people start feeling bad, load up on this stuff, you'll start feeling a whole lot better really, really fast. And now that I built my system up with it, I haven't had any more problems with it. Here's another interesting article. Zero U.S. measles deaths in 10 years, but over 100 measles vaccine deaths have been reported. How do you like that, guys?
Jeez.
108 total of the and some of the research on some of the databases that I read say that only about 1% to 2% of the actual number of cases of death are actually reported to the CDC. Because a lot of times they'll say, well, this is not from the measles vaccine, but it was from the measles vaccine, so they don't report it or record that. That would make this between 5 and 10,000 children have died mysteriously, a lot of them with sudden infant death syndrome, et cetera, after they received these shots. And so the sad part about this is nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about what these vaccines are doing and the death rates that they're causing and the problems that they're causing as far as with NAGLACE and the problems they're causing with ADD and autism. Here's another article. Black seed oil. This is amazing, by the way. This is by Lynn Griffith. And she says, black seed oil rapidly destroys pancreatic tumors with an 80% success rate. Isn't that amazing? This is black seed oil, B-L-A-C-K. I'm not
black like the color, not flaxseed, but black like the color.
Black like the color, but that's right. And they're actually from the Nigella sativa plant. They're also known as black cumin, black caraway, black sesame, onion seeds, and also Roman coriander. These seeds have been found to cure everything from allergies to hypertension. In fact, one article I read said it cures everything but death. This is one of the things that I did. See, I personally believe that I was infected with the Morgellons because I was itching like crazy. And I had a tomato allergy, and I quit eating tomatoes, and I was still itching, and it was awful. And I started using the black seed oil, and it got better like within a week and a half or so. I mean, my ear canals were itching. It was driving me nuts. And this stuff, even according to her, destroys pancreatic tumor cells rapidly with an 80% success rate. Now, I'm not seeing, like I said, the clinical studies that are done with that. And this is just, as far as I'm concerned, anecdotal at this point. But, I mean, this stuff's amazing. I mean, I take like a tablespoon of this stuff every single day, and it's supposed to be one of the best things that you can do to prevent fungal infections. It's also a really good product to use if you've got a problem with yeast infections. And so I take this stuff every single day. Here's another article. Rhode Island is reintroducing mandatory GMO labeling laws by Christina Sorich. She says that Rhode Island Representative Dennis Canario is reintroducing a bill that would label foods containing genetically modified ingredients, ultimately allowing consumers to know what they're eating. This is going to be fought tooth and nail by Monsanto again because they don't want us to know what we're eating. These genetically mandatory, these modified foods are changing us from an epigenetic standpoint, which means it gets transferred into the next generation and the next generation. When you give rats, lab rats, GMO food, straight corn, within 3 to 4 months, these guys are covered in tumors. The next generation is almost completely sterile, and they're unbelievably sick. And by the third generation of rats, they're basically completely malformed, and they have all kinds of genetic anomalies. This is what they're doing. They're rewriting our genetics is what they're doing by giving us this trash, which is going to go in there and affect us from a genetic standpoint with epigenetics. There's all kinds of articles you can read on epigenetics and why it's so important, especially for pregnant women, not to be around any of this stuff, not to be eating any of this stuff. It's absolutely critical. Also with that too, I want to talk in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about Teflon and how bad Teflon is and the nonstick coating and how all the chemicals they put out. We're going to be doing that in just a moment too. But so we're going to have to continue to fight this to try to get this GMO labeled, because if we don't get it labeled, guys, we won't have any idea if we're eating it or not. Now listen to this. Monsanto is now suing California to block the listing of herbicide known as glyphosate or Roundup as a cancer-causing agent. Here's the crazy part. This is the information received from the Freedom of Information Act showed that Monsanto knew back in the 70s and the 80s this product causes cancer. But now, because it was, I guess, so long ago, they've come out with additional research now to go, you know, that they can pay for. That's how I look at it. That says that it doesn't do this. So now they're suing the state of California in order to stop California from listing Monsanto's glyphosate as a known carcinogen, even though their own research showed that it caused cancer. What do you guys think about that?
It's par for the course. They've passed laws in the U.S. that allow all foods to be labeled natural when in fact they're genetically modified. And we've seen every lawmaker and the lawmakers' opposition to allow genetically modified to be labeled as such. I mean, there's a battle going on just so they keep that name off of the foods that are genetically modified, and the government's been going along with it.
Well, no, it's awful. And so what we're having here now is a situation in which we're learning more and more about how poisonous the stuff is they're giving us and how they're continuing to lie to us. But again, this is one of the things that they're doing to destroy us and to kill us. I mean, this is what they want to do. Let me read you the thing with Teflon real quick, because I know a lot of people are wanting to talk about this.
Absolutely.
Teflon, this is the nonstick cookware. If you're going to use cookware, which you have to use glass, cast iron, or stainless steel. Don't use clad aluminum at all. Don't use any of that, and don't use any nonstick. If you take a cast iron pan, the good old-fashioned cast iron pans, and you season them, hardly anything sticks to them anyhow. And that's what we use at the house. We use cast iron, or we use stainless steel, or we use glass. But I want to read you this article here real quick. It says Teflon is deadly to birds, and it's also who's going to be next. I don't have a cook, I don't have a name on the on who wrote this article. And it says that Teflon bird fatality reports. When a Teflon-lined oven was used to bake biscuits at 320 degrees Fahrenheit, an owner reported the death of his parrots, which were near the oven, because it puts off vapors. When four stovetop burners lit with Teflon drip pans were preheated for a meal, 14 birds died within 15 minutes. When Teflon-coated heat lamp bulbs were installed in chicken pens, half the chicken population passed away within a few days. I mean, this is nuts. In April 2003, the Environmental Working Group filed a petition with the Environmental Protection Agency to take action against DuPont for an 18-year cover-up regarding the dangers of Teflon chemical PFOA. DuPont was fined $16.5 million for failing to report the dangers of this chemical. But it gets worse. Fumes from heated Teflon. According to the Environmental Working Group, fumes from heated Teflon are made up of four extremely toxic gases. PFIB, which was used as a nerve gas during World War I, MFA, described as a gas can kill people at low dosages, PFOA, a carcinogen in animals, causes birth defects and infertility, PTFE, classified as a carcinogen to animals and likely to humans. What is shocking is that most of the fears of Teflon don't even discuss the PFIB and MFA. These bird-killing toxic gases have gotten very little notice. Instead, they focus on there's been another chemical called PFOA, which has been investigated the most and linked to cancer and infertility. Again, infertility, guys, infertility. This is found in many brands such as Silverstone, Fluron, Supra, Excalibur, Xylon, Duracoat. All of these brands carry all this. There is no such thing as a safe non-stick coating, period. They don't exist. Don't buy these types of cookwares. I mean, use ceramic, use cast iron, use stainless steel, use glass, but stay away from all of this other stuff. I saw this article and I thought, what a great article. I'm going to read this tonight on the show. But isn't that amazing that we have all these people using Teflon-coated things even when they're pregnant and they think it's okay? It puts off so much of this gas, they say if you're in a room that doesn't have proper ventilation or outside air coming in, you can actually poison or cause birth defects from using this stuff. And that's crazy. I mean, why in the world would anybody do that knowing that?
Well, Ted, when did Teflon become... I'm asking this for a reason. When did Teflon become?
I think it was back in the 60s. I think it was back in the 60s and the 70s. Now look at all the infertility problems that we've had since then. I mean, it's getting worse and worse with the infertility. I mean, yeah, good Lord, you know, a lot of areas, men's sperm counts are down by 90%. I mean, it's just awful. And women, fertility clinics are all over the place now with women who can't get pregnant. Well, I mean, it's all part of this. It's all part of the Gardasil, part of the Teflon, part of the fluoride, part of the chemtrails, part of all of this.
Right. Right,
their whole goal is to reduce the population. Oh, here's some of the brands, by the way, that contain fluoride. Nestle Waters of North America, name of the brand is Arrowhead, that contains fluoride. Nestle Waters of North America, again, Deer Park is another one of theirs. Ice Mountain, another one is Kentwood Springs, Mount Olympus. Poland Spring, are you kidding me? All of these. I mean, Zephyr Hills. I mean, these are name brands that contain fluoride, and we're thinking we're buying this stuff so we don't get this trash in our bodies, and not only are we getting the plastic poisoning, now we're finding out they're putting fluoride in it. Now, you think about this for a second, guys. The government knows that we're buying this water because we're not drinking the tap water. And so why in the world are they putting this stuff in the water that we're drinking, that we're buying, that's not supposed to have this stuff in it? I mean, there's got to be some kind of... remember that movie Dr. Strangelove from 1963, I think? With
yeah.
The major reason they were starting this war was because of fluoride. You know? It's just crazy.
Exactly. And talk about predictive programming or you know, insight into an agenda. Voss Water, V-O-S-S. I noticed now that they're... you had told us, I think the last time, about Voss Water bottles, that you drink Voss Water out of Voss Water bottles, right? Is that
correct? That's correct. I always refill them with distilled water.
Okay, because I've noticed at the local store here, they have Voss Water in plastic bottles, and that just concerned me a little bit. I don't know. Supposedly BPH free, but nonetheless.
Well, to me, again, you know, if you have a distiller, right, and you're refilling your own water anyhow, the Voss bottles, I took one in my car today to the office, you know, when I was pulling up all these articles for the show tonight, and I just bring it with me because it's easy and it doesn't spill in the car. You gotta be careful not to crank. The other day I cranked a doggone seat in the car on top of one of them and splattered one of them in the car and the glass went everywhere. What a mess that was. So you gotta be careful because they are glass and they will break. And I always put them down low so if you are in an accident, so they're not going to be tumbling around hitting you in the head, right? So avoid putting them in places where you're going to get hit with them if something happens to you in an accident. But that's what I always use. I always bring the Voss bottles with me. And I actually carry the 1 gallon glass apple juice jugs in the back of the car. And, you know, so they're tied down so they can't move around. And I use them to refill my, you know, my Voss bottles. And if we go on a trip or something like that, I bring my own water with me. Yes, I am that fanatical. When I take my motor home, when I go somewhere, I always load it up with like 20 gallons of glass jugs to bring my own water with me because I don't want to drink it. Plus, in my well here, I always fill the tanks up before I leave the house because I don't want fluorine and chlorine and chemicals and fluoride in the water that I'm going to be washing my dishes with or brushing my teeth with at night. So
we're making ice with, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you another thing I did. This is going to sound completely nuts, but this is just how this. And it's so funny. Austin started laughing at me the other night. I got one of these hot tubs, you know, it's attached to the swimming pool. And what I do, because everybody in Florida has a swimming pool, right? And so I have this hot tub that heats up. It's got like 500 gallons of water in it. And what I do is, if I want to use this thing, because you only can use it 3 or 4 times a year in Florida, because it's always so hot down here, it's warm again today. What I do is, when it's cold for the 3 or 4 nights, when the temperature plummets down to 60 over down here, what I do is I actually pump the water out of the hot tub, pump it out, out of the pump that separates the pool, and I refill it with well water. I actually refill it takes about, you know, I run 3 water hoses into it. It takes about, you know, 30 minutes to fill it back up. And then I heat that water that's been fresh, basically out of the Florida aquifer, which is like spring water, which has nothing added to it. And Austin came home the other day. He goes, "What are you doing, Dad?" I said, "Well, I'm dumping the tub." And he got the biggest kick out of it. He goes, "Man, you're really hardcore, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, I believe this stuff. Why am I going to, number one, this water in my swimming pool has been sitting here soaking in all the more gelins and chemtrail crap for the last month since I've used it. You know, I don't even like getting in the water. I mean, if I had to drink it, I could run it through a bunch of filters." And I said, "But the point is, why am I going to sit there and open up my pores and allow all of the chemicals and the chlorine from the water to get into my body? Because remember, if you take a hot shower in chlorinated water, you'll absorb as many trihalomethanes if you're on city water in a 15-minute shower as if you had drunk 8 glasses of contaminated water through your lungs as far as the vapor. That's how toxic it is when you do this. That's why we have shower filters at Health Masters too, because you don't want to shower in this water. So yes, I'm that hardcore. I dump my jacuzzi water into my swimming pool and then I ended up filling it back up again, heating it up, sitting in there with my wife for an hour or so, and our skin doesn't get itchy, and it feels absolutely wonderful. And if it didn't take so much magnesium chloride, I'd throw a bunch of magnesium chloride in it too and just do a mineral bath while I'm in there to soak up some magnesium, but that's just, then it all dumped back into the swimming pool and it burned the kids' eyes, so I don't want to do that. So yes, I really do practice what I preach. In fact, I do a whole lot more than I'd ever expect anybody else to do. And when you come to my house, if you ever do, and most of your listeners are invited, but I need to meet them first at the office to make sure they're not strange. Not that any of the listeners will be strange, Doug. But I have met a few strange ones. You know, I remember one time when I did Coast to Coast, Captain Nibiru was working for Admiral Yahweh, and they were working with the Palladians to blow up a starship before it could intercept the planet Nibiru. And I mean, I got some crazy phone calls. So I don't want everybody coming into the house in case we meet them. And oh, by the way, also, I don't take boxes that I don't know who they're coming from. We don't accept them. We refuse them. And I don't sign certified mail envelopes or anything like that unless I know where they're coming from. I don't do that because I don't want anything weird coming through the mail to me. So I just thought I'd mention that to everybody listening tonight.
Boy, you know, I should have, we should have taken your advice a long time ago. You should see some of the stuff I shouldn't say some.
I learned a long time ago, you know, when I had years ago, I had a witch send me a bunch of really bad stuff, and I just learned back then, this has been like 7-8 years ago, I just don't take, if there's not a return address on something, if it doesn't have a name on it, if it just shows up in the mailbox, it's going to stay in the mailbox, it's going to get sealed up in plastic, and they can take it back. I don't have any interest in opening it at all. Now, here's another article. Tylenol, which I've been telling you guys, and I listed as one of the top 10 things never to put in your body, can kill you. The new warning admits, popular painkiller causes liver damage and death. Duh. I've been telling people this for the past 30 years. And you know what's so funny to me, Doug? This stuff starts coming out like it's some kind of revelation from these research people. And I've been telling people for 30 years, Trans fats are bad. Hydrogenated oils are bad. Pork is bad. Shellfish is bad. Aspartame is bad. Splenda is bad. Sodium nitrite is bad. And I've been telling this stuff, you know, back in the 80s, I remember I was on a big show, WCIE, here in Lakeland, which has basically been changed now. It was through Carpenter's Home Church. And I'll never forget this. One day I got on this radio and I got really, really bold. And I said, guys, you can change your health by changing your diet. You've got to stop eating this junk they're putting out. This is before GMOs. I had a local medical doctor call a board meeting of CIE, bring me behind the doggone platform of CIE before one Sunday morning service, chew me out and tell me that basically I was promoting unfounded cures by telling people that diet and nutrition would affect their health. I kid you. No, this happened to me. Sharon was with me. I gave you the... Both the doctors who did that are dead now. They both died of diseases like cancer. And the sad part about this is that, you know, you try your best to help people, but sometimes they just don't want to listen. This was back 30 years ago. So yes, I've been dealing with this for 30 years. And now every single thing that I told people, my attorney, he always sends me these articles. And he goes, Ted, you told us this 35 years ago. Here's the latest research saying that you were right from 35 years ago. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I've known him for many, many years. He's been a good friend of mine, my attorney. So when I tell you this stuff, guys, I'm not making any of this stuff up. I've seen it in my clinical offices. I was trained as a naturopath back in the 80s. I've seen thousands and thousands of patients on an individual basis as a licensed nutritionist in the state of Florida. That's why I know so much about this stuff, Doug. That's why when you had a problem with your blood sugar, I was able to say, hey, why don't we just try this, this, and this and change your diet like this, this, and this, and it worked. Same thing with Dave Hodges with his joints. Put you on a healthy blood sugar protocol, put Dave Hodges on a healthy joint protocol. Put Katie on a healthy immune system protocol. See, that's the way it works. If you stay on health, and let me ask you guys another question. If you've got a problem and you have no energy and you feel awful all of the time or your blood sugar is sky high and you change your diet and all of a sudden your blood sugar comes down, your energy level starts feeling great and you feel absolutely wonderful, doesn't it make sense, had you been eating like that to start with, that you never would have had the problem with the high blood sugar?
Yeah, that's a logical conclusion, yeah.
But that concept is foreign to most people. They don't get that. I mean, why do we have 1 in 58 children now coming down with autism? Why are they saying that by 2025, 1 in 2 will have autism? By 2035, that all boys will have autism? And by 2036, all girls will have autism? You know, there's a problem here, guys, and we've got to talk about it. And you guys got to realize we can't keep doing what we've done to get to this point in our health in the United States and not make changes. It's getting worse and worse and worse.
Ted, I'm sure you've seen a lot of this today in the world. People seem to look at food, you know, not as a fuel that drives our body as engines. They seem to look at it as something completely different. And there's been a taking away in our educational system or even common sense that food is there to keep us going and to keep us functioning properly. But yet, that concept is not adapted by most people who eat, at least not in America.
Well, they use it as a dopamine trigger. That's why there's so many people that are suffering with obesity. And today, on my show today, it's on Global Star from 3 to 4, I talked about this in detail about how people allow their kids to eat all of this junk food. And, God, I'm going to say something. I'm going to get some letters on this one. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to offend you guys. A lot of times, mothers who are overweight want their daughters to be overweight. Oh, gosh, I said it. And I've seen it over and over and over and over again in my office when I was in practice. You'd have a child that was in great shape, and the mother starts gaining weight. And the next time you see the child, she's gaining weight because the child's eating the same things the mother's eating. Ladies, guys, listen to me. It's your responsibility to keep your children from becoming obese. It's not their responsibility. If they're eating the same foods that you're eating and you're overweight, they're going to get overweight. There's nothing you can do about it. You've got to realize that you can't allow them to do that. You've got to put them on an exercise program, a health program, healthy diet. And I learned something a long time ago. A 2 or 3 year old child doesn't get in the car and go to the junk food restaurant or the junk food grocery store and buy a bunch of junk food and bring it home. We bring it home and we give it to the kids. We can't do that. We can't allow the kids to get obese. So I've seen
okay.
it repeatedly.
Let me ask you this, okay? You see a whole lot of people out there who are really large, okay? I mean, width-wise. My question is, and I asked a medical doctor this, and I'm going to see if you have the same answer. Are we seeing are we seeing an increase in the hypothyroidism? Is that a thyroid problem or is that a dietary problem with what we're seeing?
It's both. Great, by the way, great, great question, Doug. I guess I love that, being on with you guys. You guys are the bomb. Here's what happens. When we eat, when we ingest fluoride or halogens on the periodic table of elements, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, okay, you know, iodine, they're all halogens. The body thinks that all of these compounds are iodine, and goes into our thyroid gland, and it slows down the thyroid gland with hypothyroidism. This allows people to gain weight very, very, very quickly. That's why I said, don't drink tap water. Use a distillation system. It's so important, okay? You've got to get away from that, number one, because it'll mess up your thyroid gland, which is a master gland. Secondly, the high fructose corn syrup, which is in all these sodas and all this junk, it turns the body's hunger receptors on in the brain, makes you hungry, 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 and turns off the receptors to say you're full. And the manufacturers know this. That's why they use it, because they want to make you eat more and more and more of your products. Because remember, this Satan group that runs all of this, they don't see you as a human being. They see you as an animal, as a goyim. All they want to do is just use you for food to feed themselves and to make money off of. They're just greedy. And they don't understand how they're destroying you in a true sense, because they don't care. Because they don't eat this stuff. They don't eat this junk. They don't eat the GMOs. They don't take the shots. They don't do all the stuff. All you are is just cattle to be led to the slaughter. That's why all of us cattle, we got to stick together and say, no more mooing and no more baaing. We're done with this. And if we we stand up in the aggregate, we can stop this nonsense. God will give us a reprieve. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that we'll stop this, because they're planning on destroying the United States and breaking us up into FEMA districts. I believe I'm FEMA district number 5 down here in Florida. I don't want to be FEMA district number 5. I want to be Florida. See, we got to understand that. Now, here's another one. The most oppressive forced vaccination bill has been introduced and moving fast in the state of Virginia. No exemptions, period. They can track down, force individuals to be injected with biologicals in Virginia right now. Public hearing on this bill, HB 1342, has just been scheduled by the House Health, Welfare, and Institutions Committee for tomorrow, January 28th, which was today. So, well, I guess it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
And so we have to realize that I hope enough people showed up. This is the most oppressive forced vaccination introduced in any state. It was being sponsored by an attorney and co-sponsored by an obstetrician, of course, for the purpose of eliminating the religious belief vaccine exemption for all children attending daycare and schools in the state, including homeschool children, guys, homeschool children in the state of Virginia. The bill HB 1342 would additionally prohibit state licensed doctors and nurse practitioners from exercising professional judgment and delaying administration of or granting a child a medical exemption that does not conform with narrow federal vaccine contraindication guidelines. 31 doses of 12 federally recommended vaccines, no exemptions. Repeat that. 31 doses of 12 federally recommended vaccines with no exemptions. I mean, this is nuts. This is, and only 1% of VA children and the Virginia children have vaccine exemptions now. 1%. But that 1% is too much, because they've got to put everybody back into this system like this. And it's absolutely crazy, guys, that anybody anywhere thinks that any of this stuff's okay, because it's not.
I totally agree. No, I've got an emailer asking a question very simply. Ted, is there any vaccine that you feel should be taken? That question is a lot longer than that, or the emailer sent me the question that's a lot longer. But is there any vaccine that you think is okay?
You know, in theory, I mean, I remember when I was in microbiology at Florida State. I remember, in theory, the thing for vaccines and letting the immune system build, you know, antibodies against all of this stuff, it's okay, unless you overload your immune system with way, way, way too much. But you have to have pure vaccine that's dead, that doesn't have a bunch of squalene or chemicals or aluminum or basically aborted fetal tissue cells and all this other stuff. And it's raised in peanut oil. Everybody's getting peanut allergies. I mean, all of this stuff. So the current state of the vaccines in the United States, I don't consider any of them safe, but that's not my call. You've got to make that decision on your own. I recommend you go out and buy an old book. It was by a guy by the name of Dr. Mendelsohn. And also you can read Horowitz's book on AIDS if you want to read that one too. That's an excellent book on this topic too. But if you read Mendelsohn's book, he's got a book that's called Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And he was brilliant. He was back in the 70s and the 80s. He was making all of these, he was on all the talk shows talking about how bad vaccines were. And suddenly he's like 62, 63 years old and he's dead with a heart attack. The guy was in incredible shape, ran everywhere, worked out, ate clean, dies with a heart attack. Imagine that. Okay? And this is before they actually started forcing all of these vaccines on everybody with Reagan back in the 80s. And then what happened is he wrote another book. Now remember, he was a pediatrician by trade. He was a pediatrician. He worked with children. And he wrote a really good book. This is the second book you need to read. It's called How to Raise a Healthy Infant in Spite of Your Pediatrician. That's the name of the book. How to Raise a Healthy Infant in Spite of Your Pediatrician. And see, the problem with all of this is that we're told that these kids have to go in for their, quote, wellness checks in these to get vaccines. And the sad part about it is I don't have a pediatrician for any of my four children. We have a general practitioner that's a natural doctor. He is a medical doctor. He only believes in limited amounts of vaccines, only when necessary. And he doesn't mind giving you an exemption or not forcing your children to do it to continue to see them. And that's what I recommend people do. They find doctors like that in their area that are medical doctors, that are licensed, that have the ability to say, well, no, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. And then you need to learn yourself. Read those two books, and you tell me which vaccines are safe. And these books were written back in the 70s and the 80s. Confessions of a Medical Heretic was a New York Times bestseller in How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Pediatrician by Robert Mendelsohn. I think it's Mendelsohn. Phenomenal speaker. I think you can still probably find him some on YouTube if you want to listen to him. He was one of the best, most articulate people I've ever listened to talking about these particular topics. And he convinced me. He's the one that convinced me that when Austin was born in 1988 that I was done with the vaccines. And he also got one clean vaccine that did not have any thimerosal in it. It was a tetanus shot back when he was like 12 years old to go to camp for church. And he got deathly ill for 4 days from it because his body wasn't used to all that. Our body's immune system builds immunity after it's been exposed to stuff. The problem is now they're putting all of these genetically engineered viruses into the ecosystem, and our bodies can't even develop an immunity against them, and the vaccines themselves probably aren't going to help. And that's if they want to really reduce the population of the planet very quickly and do another big plague. I mean, that's what they're going to do. It's the bioweapon stuff. And so it's sad, guys. I mean, it's just the world that we live in. That's why we have to be covered by the blood of Christ. We did that show with you guys. I believe that was in November. We talked about how the blood of Jesus sanctified us and cleansed us and redeemed us and basically continually renews our DNA. A phenomenal show, and I know that one went viral with you guys, Doug, but everybody can listen to that show back in November, and then in December I talked about the Morgellon stuff. And so you got to realize there's a lot of natural things that you can do to really increase your immune systems without getting shot up with a bunch of who knows what, because you don't know what's in this stuff. Monosodium glutamate, I mean, peanut oil, that's one of the reasons we've got so many allergies now to peanuts, because so many of the vaccines use peanut oil, and even though they cleanse it back out, there's still residues of that stuff, and that gets injected into the body. The body sees it as a foreign protein, it develops antibodies against it, so when the kid eats peanuts, there's a giant cytokine storm and massive inflammation, and the kid can't breathe. That's how it works. That's why we got so many kids so allergic to so many things now, guys.
I have a question for you, Ted. How does one develop it? Well, I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. How does one develop an allergy late in life to any substance, whether it be medication or food?
A lot of it has to do with GMOs and the chemicals they're putting into the GMOs and into the food supply. And a lot of it also causes, and we covered this last month, and I'll run over again with you real quick. It deals with this is really good. I covered this one last month, but I want to talk about it again. This is one of those important ones. I've got all of my notes here. I literally have hundreds of pages of notes from your show.
I know. And folks, we're talking to Dr. Ted Brewer. His website, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com.
Yeah, I want to get this exactly right. I want to make sure I use the exact words that I want to use here for this. It's really important because I made a mistake and used the word here last month that I didn't want to use, and it had to be basically retracted by me. So I don't want to do that again. I'm going to start. I want to do this. Immune system has to be nurtured. it seeks out bad stuff, you know, like funguses and viruses and cancer. That's what it uses, the GCMFA molecule and the macrophages. That's how it does it. They're the vacuum cleaners, and they require vitamin D. It basically, what happens is, this is why the satanic industrialists have targeted the immune system. This is what all these shots are about, to destroy the immune system. Vaccinations are not immunizations. Rather, it's the contrary. It stops the immune system by overloading it and rendering the macrophages powerless by stripping them of their sugar molecule, not allowing them to attach themselves with vitamin D3. That's what happens with the vinagalase. Immunization used to mean exposure to a pathogen like measles, allowing your body lifetime immunity, like chickenpox, measles, mumps, like we all had. But they've changed the definition. They've changed the definition. Now they want you to be immunized with vaccines. If you keep your colon clean, keep your bowel movements moving. If your bowels aren't moving like they're supposed to, we've got a great product called Atrialo. It really keeps the bowels cleansed. Take your astragalus, sit in a steam room sauna, exercise and sweat. You can use chelation with EDTA. There's all kinds of ways to do it. You have to eat clean and eat and drink the right water. You have to alkalinize your body. No coffee, nicotine, sugar, alcohol, junk food, pork, excessive meat, too much acid. You become an incubator for fungus and cancer, inflammation, lupus, and toxicity. Acidity causes the O2 levels to drop in your blood, which makes your body hypoxic. And then what happens, you start getting Charlie horses, cramps. It causes you to reduce your oxygen, and it builds up lactic acid, causing hyperacidity in the muscles. Autoimmune diseases are almost all now caused by immunizations, okay? What happens is you get this foreign protein injected directly into your body, whatever's in the vaccines, and your body, and it lands on your own protein, your own muscles inside of your body. The white blood cells, the macrophages, goes in and attacks it, and it basically consumes it, but it also picks up part of your own protein. And then it sends out cytokines to kill it, and the immune system to devour this protein complex, plus your protein now, the next time it sees it, and it causes autoimmune diseases. This is causing chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, different types of problems associated with allergies, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're telling you, come get your free vaccines at the movies now. You know, I watched it the other night on a show. You know, you've got to pray to God. You got to drink the distilled water. You got to get the inflammation down in your body, and you got to re-alkalinize your body. Super, super important. And one of the things that I told Katie is that you have to use vitamin C IVs, and the medical doctor she's working with out there in Denver now is doing that, because this vitamin C, when you take it intravenously, it converts into hydrogen peroxide, and it massively oxygenates the tissues. So it helps to get rid of the acidity. So that's what happens, Doug. All of this junk that's around us that we're having and breathing, our immune systems have become crippled. I don't know how many vaccines you've had. I don't know if you've had flu vaccines. I don't know what you've taken. And also the GMO foods also affect this. I mean, I never, ever had a problem with tomatoes my entire life. Now I find out all these tomatoes are all these different hybrids and all this other stuff. And who knows what they've sprayed them with as far as pesticides too, Doug. And we eat this stuff.
That's right.
And that's why I stay away from all of that stuff now. If it's not organic, I mean, I become a real buzzkill when I go to a restaurant now. You guys already know that. Here's another article. New government task force for screening every adult pregnant woman for depression now. Now they're saying that if a woman who's pregnant gets depressed, that she has a disease and she needs to be treated by their new diagrams and everything else. Now remember this. Every woman I've ever met who was pregnant, including my own wife, they have mood swings. I mean, it's just what it is, okay? They got a lot of hormones changing. But now they're making a woman who has mild to moderate forms of depression. This is a great article by Brandon Turberville, by the way. And what happens is now they're saying that, you know, you got a disease and you have to be treated. Are you kidding me? They're making everything a disease. And if you tell anybody that you're depressed, and they ask if you own a gun, once the big database goes out, guys, they're going to come pick your guns up. I'm letting you know that in advance, because that's now a disease that's been characterized by basically erratic behavior, and now they don't want you having any type of chance of going nuts with your guns because you said once that you felt a little down. Here's another.
I got to tell you, I had a just real quick. I had to go to an annual visit to my doctor, and he said, I've got to ask you these questions, okay? And he asked, are you depressed? And also about gun ownership. And I just looked at him like, you know, why are you asking these questions? The bottom line, he said, the new health insurance regulations and the new laws require me to ask all patients whether they're depressed and whether they feel safe at their home, whether their spouse is beating on them. So I was cool. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
That's right. And then what happens, Doug, they have a thing called the MIB, which is the Medical Information Bureau. That's a giant database. Remember last month we talked about how everything's getting tied into the AI computer. And what happens is now they can say to the local authorities, Doug Hagman has this, or Joe has this, or Ted has this. You need to go pick this stuff up or pick this stuff up. And that's what they're doing. They're basically databasing everybody with these giant metadata things that only an AI can deal with. And that's what they're doing. Remember, I talked about this. We have given the control of the government over to the politicians. The politicians have given it over to the military, and the military has given it over to the doggone CIA. The CIA has given it over to the black magicians and the Luciferians and the AI and everything else. That's what's happening right now. Look at this mess right now that's happening in Turkey. I mean, we put the president of Turkey in Turkey. I mean, he was part of the International Monetary Fund, World Bank. That's who he was. We put him into Turkey. Now we know that Turkey is bringing all that money, all that Afghan opium through Turkey, bringing it back into the military bases in the United States and in Europe, and they're distributing all of this heroin. And the craziest thing is they have a huge processing facility now in Afghanistan doing the heroin. They're bringing in tanker trucks worth of chemicals to process as much heroin because they're putting out $1 trillion of it a year. I mean, they have like a manufacturing medical facility there for production of heroin. I mean, it's insanity what we've allowed to happen. And this is what, remember the one military guy, I talked to John Moore about this, by the way. He said hi. You guys, I love
that. Yeah, I got to talk to John.
Yeah, get him on the show. He's great. He told me that the head guy, the one military guy who was a former NFL football player, he was shot because he had gotten so fed up with protecting the poppy fields over there and the heroin over there that he was going to go public, and that's why they took him out. He told me that tonight. Now,
I'm going to ask you a question, Ted. I meant to ask you this last time, but for the painkiller drugs or the drugs used in surgeries and treating the wounded and pain and all that stuff, the opiates, does any of our I guess the question is where does the opium or opiates with our painkillers come from? Does any of it come from Afghanistan, or is it made here in the United States, or is it synthetic?
Doug, I don't know. I've never been asked that before. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I don't know, I'm just going to say I don't know. But that is a good question, because what they've done now is they've started really tightening down on opiates in the United States that are bought legally through prescriptions, and it's getting very difficult to get them. And I personally believe the reason they're doing that, they're pushing everybody to the illegal heroin and the different opiates coming out of Afghanistan, because they can make more money through the CIA and the black ops by doing that. Plus, it also helps to fill it also helps to fill up the prison industrial complex that way too. I mean, this thing's a mess. The CIA involvement in Operation Gladio and Operation Condor, we've talked about that in length before with your audience, because your audience is the smartest audience I've ever spoken to. The CIA involvement in all of this stuff is just mind-boggling when you get involved with it, all the way going back to Chiang Kai-shek. I mean, it's just crazy. I've done the whole story with you guys before, but the book you need to read on that, I listened to the author do a lecture last summer, is the CIA, the Vatican, the CIA, the Operation Gladio and the Unholy Alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Everybody needs to read that book. If you read that book and you understand what he says in that book, which I know you guys will, you'll get a full picture of what's going on with this whole thing with this opium traffic out of Turkey.
We have that book here.
That's crazy. Okay, here's another article. The CT CAT scans now have been shown to increase your risk of cancer by 35%. Just thought I'd mention that. medical imaging technology. Studies have found that CT scans, also known as CAT scan, exposes the human body to dangerous ionizing radiation, increasing the lifetime risk for developing cancer as much as 35% in the short term. Is that nuts or what? I mean, every time you go to a doctor's office, they want to throw you into a CT scan. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. I mean,
thanks for
The same thing is true with dental x-rays and all of these x-rays. I mean, the guys want a dental x-ray me every time I go in to get my teeth cleaned every year. And I say, no. And I say, well, you have to do it every 5 years. I said, okay, every 5 years I'll do it. See if we can have a problem with cavities or whatever. But I'm not going to do all that. I'm not going to let you irradiate me like that. Why do you guys go run behind a wall covered in lead when you do this to me? I don't want to be involved with this. I don't even want to be going through the x-ray screeners at the doggone airport. Here's another great study. It says vitamin C helps improve post exercise, breathing, difficulties. You know, Linus Pauling did it, got a Nobel Prize on vitamin C. And I love this. Vitamin C may help ease exercise-induced breathing problem. This guy out of Helsinki, Finland, and they were talking about how it even works with folks who have COPD. And it shows that you massively increase the oxygen levels if you have vitamin C in your system, and your lungs are much better and much healthier by that. And it says that the mechanisms of the COPD-induced loss of fitness are unclear, and that helps then COPD lung function progressively worsens, and that this actually helps to make it better. So I thought it was a really good article, and that's why vitamin C is so important for everybody. Every morning I get up and I take a scoop, about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in a glass of water, Doug, and then I dump a purple stick in there with it, like a 22-ounce glass tumbler. And I mix it up and I drink it. That's my first thing in the morning because I want to rehydrate my body. And then I'll have another kombucha, which is like another 20 ounces. And then I'll have my protein shake, which is another 20 ounces. So by 9 o'clock in the morning, I've already drunk like 60 ounces of distilled water. But remember, whenever you add anything to distilled water, it's no longer distilled water, but it is still pure water. Does that make sense? Because
yep.
It's not looking for electrons anymore because it's no longer distilled. But because anytime you can put mineral salts in distilled water and it's no longer distilled, but you control the water and you make sure there are no pathogens in the water and no fluoride in the water. And my wife does that all the time. She always is putting her mineral salts and everything that she uses inside of the water. I love this one, guys. Flint has sent overdue notices to residents who refuse to pay for their water, which is poisonous. Flint, Michigan is sending out, this is crazy. Flint, Michigan is sending out notices to residents who have been paying for their city water services. It's loaded with lead, by the way. The notices say the service can be cut off if payment isn't received. Flint's water is so badly poisoned that the National Guard and Federal Emergency Management Agency have been called in to manage the situation. This has left Flint residents drinking bottled water, I guess with all the fluoride in it. But what happened is the infrastructure of Detroit and a lot of these old cities like this, they were built well over 100 years ago, and a lot of the main lines of water that are going from the reservoirs into the city, into the processing plants, are lined with lead or have lead solder holding the joints together. And when they start pumping this acidic water now that's got a lower pH than it used to have, it starts leaching lead into the water systems, and then the people are being given water that's completely loaded up with lead, which is going to massively lower IQ scores. It's just crazy. I mean, it's the Detroit and Flint, Michigan. Boy, those two cities are in a mess, guys. What do you think? I know you've heard of the story already.
Yeah, accident, purpose. I mean, I don't quite understand. Well, I do understand. I guess I'm looking for documentation, about exact. Well, I'd like to see an indictment rather than documentation. But beyond that, I mean, what is the? How can this happen, I guess? Just talk to me about this. How
well,
in the world can this happen?
They were pulling it out of the Great Lake, and then they stopped. They started pulling it out of the Flint River. And the Flint River is so toxic and it's so acidic that it's now leaching into the pipes. And see, the problem is the entire infrastructure needs to be rebuilt, which would be billions of dollars. Billions. They got to dig up all these pipes and replace them. They're all this throughout the whole city. And a lot of these old homes there, remember, they used lead solder in their pipes when they put the houses together. And now that's being leached into the water supply. It's a major, major mess. That's why distillation is the only way to do this. You've got to get distilled water. But the problem is, if you're showering in this mess, you're still showering lead contaminated water, which I wouldn't do. And I mean, the whole thing's a giant mess up there. This is one of the reasons that Lincoln did not want the southern states to leave during the Civil War. This caused the Civil War because he needed the revenue from the southern states because trying to maintain the infrastructure in the industrialized states was so expensive. I mean, you know, a normal country like the United States should be putting 5% of their total budget per year, 10% of the total budget, 20% of the total budget into maintaining infrastructure for the major cities. But they don't do that. We spend all that money, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, in fighting wars overseas that we don't belong in. And then we kill all the people over there, kill their families, kill their children, kill their husbands, and then we put them on an airplane and fly them over here and wonder why they're so pissed off at us and why they want to kill us all in jihad. Are you kidding me? I mean, this same thing they're seeing in Germany now.
Good point.
And if we have time tonight, I want to go and talk about the Germany crisis right now and what my relatives are telling me right now is going on over there, the real story. So we got a lot of stuff to do still.
We had mentioned the Cologne story, the accounts in Cologne, Germany. We need to hit that as well. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, just last week, a 72-year-old woman 72 years old, was raped and sodomized by a refugee. She's out walking her dog, and he raped and sodomized the 72-year-old woman. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about this, but we'll talk about some more of these stories in a few minutes. Overuse of smartphone has now been shown to alter your brain, decreasing sensitivity of leisure reward centers. In addition to that, remember, these phones are little microwave transmitters, and they've now been shown to cause brain cancer, so don't hold them next to your head. Use the voice on it, use the speaker's attachment on it, and don't be putting them next to your ovaries. If you're a lady, I mean, don't be putting them on your hips. I mean, this stuff is bad. I mean, you've got to avoid all this microwave energy and make sure you turn off your microwave routers as far as your wireless in your house every night before you go to sleep, and at least let your body have a break. Here's another one. The lead HPV vaccine developer admits Gardasil, Cervarix, are unscientific scams with deadly consequences for children. Is this crazy? By David Gutteries. And it says that, yep. This is from Through Natural News, one of the foremost researchers whose work led to the development of two existing human papillomavirus virus vaccines now warns that as currently used, these vaccines are not safe and they are not effective. And what they're doing is they're causing massive infertility in the girls that are using it and all kinds of other autoimmune disorders. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. Another article, U.S. researchers are now growing human organs inside of animals to be sacrificed for transplants. They'll kill the animals and then take human organs out. These are genetically altered, chimeras. This is a complete assault on Mother Nature. This is Genesis chapter 6 all over again. This is what this is. And this is what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. This is where we are. Steve Quayle talks about it. He's right on the money on this. And it's the truth. We are in the end times, as far as I'm concerned, because we have human hybrids now with monkeys, with chimpanzees, and the list goes on and on and on, especially in China. That's why they're dealing, that's why they're working on the super soldier program there. I remember I heard Tom Horn do a lecture one time at Southeastern University, and he said they're decades ahead of the United States in their super soldier programs because of all the chimeras and all the genetic modification they're doing to human beings. In fact, splicing them with all kinds of animal DNA to make them run faster, see better, be stronger, and everything else. This is Genesis chapter 6, guys, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's why we, the patriots, have to stand in the aggregate together as a team, as a united front, as a united force, and stand against these globalists so that we and our families aren't going to be affected by this, or at least minimally affected by this. And now we're finding out they're trying to do mandatory vaccines on everybody and turning everybody into the Medical Information Bureau. If you have a problem with anything, they want to make sure it's labeled as a disease, and you'll no longer be able to have any guns or weapons, and you'll be forced someday, if we don't get this thing changed, to be taking your vaccines and be taking your drugs. They'll be coming to your house every day if you don't swallow the pills, which have trackers in them. At some point, they'll come to your house and force you to take the pills or take you away for a while until you want to be compliant again. That's where this is headed. That's where all of this is headed. It's crazy, but that's what they're doing with this thing. And by the way, right. I really hope that Donald Trump's for real, Doug. I really do. I really hope that he's going to come in and do something different, and I hope it's just not another globalists getting in power again with us, and this whole thing is being obfuscated to put him in. That's what I hope. What do you think?
It's so convoluted for me. At least, I don't have any hope on any man-made politician anymore.
I was actually sitting in an office today, Ted, outside of my office, and the receptionist had an AM station on. And Glenn Beck was talking about, Glenn Beck and his crew were talking about Cruz and extolling the virtues of Cruz and really slamming, Donald Trump really, really, really hard to the extent, it was just incredible what I heard. I have never heard anything like it before in my life. It was almost as if Beck was campaigning for Cruz, I hope indeed that, he's right. Yep.
Well, remember Beck used to work for Murdoch, right?
Yeah.
And Murdoch, and half of Murdoch, where a big chunk of Fox now is owned by the Arab guy that I talked about earlier.
Yep. We're at the break, Ted. Hold that thought. Okay. Folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer on this Friday edition, January 29th, 2019. 2016. We will be right back with our third and final hour.